ground thing.
What's that used for?
It made out of old gray stuff, you know, something like that, you know, old strange stuff.
What's in a crocus sack?
What's in it?
Yeah, what do you find when you find a crocus sack? What's usually you buy in
it? Sometimes they have, you just put a lot in it, gallons, salt, soda, sugar. They put most everything into my crocus sack.
Is there anything?
The late years, though, the people got now, they're making paper bags, you know, 5 pounds, put 5 pounds of sugar in there, 10 pounds of salt or something like that in the late bag, you know, that all the shit I've done since I've been a grown man, and I was growing up, wasn't nothing like that. They had sugar and stuff, you know, they kept it in a bag, rice, and that. You could go there, you know, and buy you a 10 pound of rice for about 6 or 7 cents. And they just had scaled weight, you know. I used to buy about a 10 pound all the time. And we raised our sugar. But they would have the other old boxes of rice and one thing like that. They didn't know what that was. You see how people done change up their things. And Joe, your question, most of them you asked me? That's that new model still. I don't know about it. Can't sense the end of that. So I wasn't raised to it. I like buying canning. You see, they got that thing sitting right over there. Well, that'd be a great big box of can, a barrel of can. I mean a barrel, big barrel up high like that. And it'd be full of peppermint can. Everybody's going to walk in the store. If we can get them 2 or 3 sticks of can, we want to eat. One out there, have a valley apple or two sitting around there. Stuff was cheap then. You could take a dime and buy you, I don't know how much can.
What do you call this, the place where molasses or lard is displayed in one of these stores? What do you call the place where you come in the store and you see molasses and lard displayed?
Well, you call that, and all that in there, you call that the county, you know, something like that, you know?
What is a stand then? What would a stand be in a store?
I don't know what you could my call it.
What would be the difference between you were talking about a barrel. What's the difference between a barrel and a keg?
A barrel and a keg.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same or are there some difference?
I don't know whether they're a difference or not.
What do they look like?
Well, they both look my about alike, don't they?
Well, what does a barrel or a keg look like? Describe it.
I can't describe that, so I don't know that myth, to be honest with you.
Well, you're telling me that you go in and they get candy out of a barrel. What did that barrel look like that they got candy out of? How high do you think that barrel was?
I don't hardly know. I can't tell you.
What was it made of?
Made of?
Yeah, what did they make the barrel of?
I don't know, right now. I just can't get that up.
What would you call a partial load of wood or coal? A partial load, on a full load.
Well, that's just like putting, let's say, take a truck, a wagon, or load of wood. Put him on a big load of wood or somebody, you know, they call it that, your firewood, you know, you do.
What about if it's just a small load and not a large load?
Well, it'd all be called wood. Firewood, something like that.